Welcome back, everybody, to Cellular Wisdom Decoded, as somebody said, jam session, like a musical jam session. This is class four, hour three, and it is Sunday, October 25th, 2020.
So one of the things that I want to do with you today is take you into the forest. And part of what we're going to be doing is the flowering tree ceremony, which perhaps at some point in the past, some of you have done with me. I've done it many times, and it's, I think, particularly important right now to get a sense of, you know, what this is about, this whole COVID thing. And I want to share with you this image. And I showed it to Sandy and Eleanor last week. It was given to me, and I don't really know exactly what it is. It's said to be, I mean, when it was given to me to protect and not to show to anyone, and I'm showing it, I'm only bringing it out to you because I believe it's important at this time. It has something to do with the communication system in the forest between all of the trees, this network of communication that is known. And it's so strange how I got it. I just had this intuition that I was supposed to connect with some woman I'd heard about an hour's drive out of Santa Fe. Didn't know her, didn't know anyone who knew her. I called her and I went to see her and we had an amazing talk. And this came as a result of it, that I was to take this image of the tree network in the forest and just keep it. And I've had it now over 25 years, and you're the first ones to see this and connect with this. And in 1984, I was introduced to the concept of the flowering tree ceremony by Rupert Sheldrake at a 10-day peaceful cultures conference at the Ojai Foundation. And he led us through this, which is something I am going to do with all of you. It's part of what we're going to be doing in the forest. And so I would like you to write down a few questions that I'm going to ask you to ask a tree in the forest and to write. And as we sit with the tree, I'm going to ask you to sit, just imagine sitting with your back to one side of the tree and writing the words, "Who am I?" And then you're going to respond to that and write it. And then you're going to get up and go to another side, the opposite side of the tree, and ask, "Where do I come from?" Very simple, "Where do I come from?" and see what you get. Then you go to a third side of the tree. It's usually considered north, south, east, or west. And you know, it actually, just choose the side that you pick intuitively. So the third question you're going to ask, "What am I doing here on the planet? What am I doing here?" And just write whatever comes to you. And then get up and go to the fourth side. And the question I'm going to bring into this concept, the normal question at this point is, "Where am I going?" But the question that I am putting to you now is, what does this time of COVID-19, what is a gift for me in that? What is the message that I am? It's the gift for me, particularly in this. And then we're going to thank our tree.
I'm not sure if you broke up or if I broke up, but I didn't hear what you said.
What?
Your voice went in and out, and I don't know if it went out in and out.
You know what? Maybe.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to shift from these.
I'm like, what is she saying? It's so important.
Did you not get any of it? Because I got it all except the very end. And right, I was number, writing it.
Number down. Four, what does this time in COVID time and mean? And then I put what? And then I didn't hear the rest of what she said. She was.
Okay. So while we're waiting. Oh, okay.
Well, could you guys repeat what the questions are? The first one was.
First one, I'll repeat them. Thank you. I'll repeat them again. So it's, who am I? One side of the tree, the first side that you choose intuitively. Go to the opposite side of the tree. Where do I come from? Then go to a third side. What am I doing here? And this can be whatever it means to you here with this session with us all together, wherever you live, here on the planet, whatever that means to you. And then the next question is, what is the special gift that this time of being locked in, being having time to go within, shifting our complete life as we've known it, what is the gift from this COVID-19 for me? Now that you have written that, I'm going to ask us to simply close our journal or whatever you're writing with at the moment. Close your eyes. And let's mute ourselves so that we, Eleanor, if you could mute everyone, please.
Okay, I'm going to mute you too, Linda, and then I'll unmute you.
Right. And unmute yourself and Sandy, please. Now.
You see, Sandy, I'm trying to unmute you. There we go.
So I'd like us now to get comfortable, sit back, and get as comfortable as you can, wherever you are. Take a few nice, deep breaths. Smile. And I'm going to have us imagine this magic carpet that we have been using to go into the forest. This magic carpet that is lying on the floor wherever we are. And I want us just to take a moment to some moments just to look at this and imagine this is going to be our connection to leave the body and go into the forest. And look at what is the color of it? What is the size? Now know that you can draw this. You can create this, whatever you would like that to be. And if you are hearing interference in this, absolutely know that that's part of the universe. And just ignore this and let us create our own silence here. Now, what are the colors in your carpet? What's the fabric of it? And so I'm going to have you imagine now that you're going to sit on this carpet in however way is comfortable for you. So you may want to take cushions, a chair, whatever you want to take on this carpet. And I'm going to have you call in your animals to go with you. If they're too big, no, to fit on your carpet, you can make another little carpet that goes beside yours, because I want you to call in all of the animals, or you may meet some of them in the forest. If they're not there with you, commonly, we'll meet them in the forest. And now let's just like take a lovely deep breath together and rise up and find ourselves up in the air, in this beautiful air, looking around us, looking down at the planet. And we're all traveling together. We're going to converge from all the parts of the world where we are. We're coming together. I see you all together here. Let's look around, acknowledge those that we see commonly here in our group, and see all the animals who are with us. It's a lot of animals. And just enjoy for a moment, enjoy that feeling, that peaceful feeling of a perfect temperature of air and the wonder of being on this magic carpet that we create our reality at this moment. And now let's all put our heads together, and we're headed now into this beautiful ancient forest who is waiting for us there. And the beings of the forest, they know that we are coming. The word has gone out that we are a group of people coming to acknowledge our oneness with all the beings in the forest. So let us come down, and we've created this beautiful clearing in the forest. Just imagine how you would like this to be, and come down gently on this amazing carpet, and let's lay them out in a beautiful circular pattern here. And we have to weave what we want around us. First of all, the grass, the greenery, the forest, the types of trees you want to call in, you create, and see the flowers and the plants, the orchids, all of these beautiful and beings who are there waiting for us. And I want you to stand up on your carpet and move, step off the carpet, and feel, let us stand together and feel the breath of the earth. Just take a little movement, walk about, and take a look, because in the middle of our circle here is this beautiful little well, water bubbling up. It's like an artesian pool bubbling up in the middle of our circle. And in it is this beautiful crystal. It's an aquamarine crystal. And the water is coming and bubbling up, and birds are flying in and drinking out of this, and butterflies are there, and dragonflies, celebrating that we are here with them. Just take a little stroll with your animals and reach down and connect with them. Now, some of you have other animals, and they're surrounding us in the forest, and they're waiting to come forward. See who wants to be with you and call in a special animal who wants to be with you at this time. And feel, just take a little walk about and feel the breath of the earth. Smile at the trees around you, at all the beings. Take that into your every cell in your body, this connection that we have. Listen to the sounds of the birds, of the wind gently moving the leaves or the needles in the pines, whichever you create around you. They're all here. And the water, hear that bubble. beautiful water. Now, I would like to call in Eleanor's mother with us and any of your other mothers. My mom is with me here. It's joining us from somewhere out in the universe. And my dad is here too. And for any of you who want to call in their parents, whether they're in the physical now or any of the other family members, you're all welcome to join us here. Just have them take this feeling of a connection, your heart-to-heart connection with them and with all the beings of nature around us. And I'm going to invite you to just feel that. And if any of you feel like writing it, do so in your journal. Otherwise, know that you're going to remember this and it may come back to you at some other time. Feel that special connection. Now I'm going to ask you to spread out a little around the edges of the forest, and each of you find a tree and bring all of your family and your animals with you. Just have them sit quietly and witness you, be with you there as you sit with your tree. And now pick up your pen or your colors. And we're going to write the first question. Who am I? And I'm just going to ask you to start writing and just see what is the answer you get. And when you finish answering that, and it may just be a picture that you get, or it may be words, just get up in our forest and go to the other side of your tree and really feel this tree against your back. Imagine you can feel this tree and look up. And write, where do I come from? Thank you. And then what is the special gift on the fourth side of the tree? What is the special gift of this time of lockdown, these challenges we are going through? What is the gift in this COVID-19? And I would like you now to just choose to get up from your tree, if you haven't already, and just walk around and look at the beauty. Connect with parts of nature that you don't normally take time to see. Just really realize this. Maybe this beautiful bush or this dragonfly, or who knows what beings you may see, or just feel the presence around you of the animals and the connection to the earth, this miracle that we are here in the physical body, remembering that we are at one with the universe and this Mother Earth. And let's all together give thanks to this beautiful planet on which we live. Send that out. And if you're with your family of two-legged or four-legged, just share this connection with them. Feel the love, really, for that deep gratitude and appreciation for this time together. And as we just quietly walk around this clearing in the forest, imagine quietly, without speaking, just acknowledging the rest of us who are walking here, and simply look up and smile as you pass them and know we're all connected here. in this search for, wow, the wonder. The wonder. And really feel the earth under your feet. Really feel that wind in your hair. Smell just the scent of a, wow, this nature. Whatever comes to you here. And the feelings through your feet, through your senses in your body with a gentle breeze. With the reaching out and feeling your animal friends or the grass or your own family whose hand you are holding. And let's quietly go back now to our carpets. Sit down, gather those who are with you around you. Smile at what we've created here. Wow. Just really take in this beautiful crystal water running over it in the center of our circle here. And the colors that abound around you. And then we're just going to ask these magic carpets to rise up and into the air, disperse all of us back to where we came from around the world. And come back into your chairs and come back right here to us, all gathered together in this magic of the Zoom, right here. Put your hands on your heart or your fingers on your heart or on this wonderful abdomen that we have. Now, give thanks into this body. Smile. That's yourself. And open your eyes. And let's just take our hand and run it down over our, I'm going to take the right hand so, and go down over the left side of my body, just outlining this vessel that I am, this container. For all of this wonder that I am. And then down the other side. And let us do another heart hug or two, connect together. And then if you could write in the chat, just one of the, what you'd like to share. I found the first time I did this, it was way too scary to share at first until Rupert Sheldrake dared to share. And I found that I had gotten the same thing he had, and many of us had. And that when we start to share, something different happened. So if you just take what you dare that you would like to share about this experience and write it in the chat. And then I'm going to ask you to just unmute yourself and simply share what you wrote so that we do it just shortly so that we share this experience together. So who would like to share this? Who would like to start the ball rolling and the water flowing to share? And if you could just unmute yourself, it would be great. What did you either get from this experience that you would like to share?
I could say something that I
okay, Nancy, thank you.
So it was interesting inviting my mom and dad there because it was a completely different experience that I've ever had with them. They didn't really know very well this part of me that I kept pretty close. So it was strange. It was lovely. You know, it was an acknowledgement and an acceptance of my gifts that I've never thought of as gifts, really. So, there.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy.
Linda,
this yes? is Ruby. Ruby, hi.
Hi. That was the most beautiful, intense experience I think I've ever had. A connection of being a woman with the connection of my heart with my mom and my daughter. And just like Nancy was saying as well, I mean, it's an odd combination of not really, my family not really understanding me and having them there and seeing me in this scenario. Then the first thing I wrote down when what COVID had brought me, unfortunately, was more fear of people. But I tried to turn it around to say it was like, it's also a much stronger connection and more love with the earth. And the tree that I was sitting against was just so wonderful, help scratch my back and support me, and the connection with the soil and the animals. It's a beautiful thing that's COVID brought me. It's brought me much more awareness of that and the beauty that's all around us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can I say something?
Who is it? If you can say your name, that would be great. Of course, you
may. Yael.
Yael, hi.
Hi, Lind.
Jerusalem, I'm there with you.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Well, you said you talked about animals. And last Saturday, the portion of the week was about Noah and the flood. So there I was, you know. I don't know if another time I would see something different, but this time there I was. There is what I came from clearly. Uh-huh. And I had a tiger. the animal that went with me was a tiger this time. I went. Yeah. What's with me when a tiger? But I had a tiger with a leash and he was protecting me. And that was, you know, COVID to help people get protected instead of the friction that's between people now that wasn't there before. Yeah, my aim is to bring protection to that, which is big. It was very rich and many things happened, but this is the line. Well, it's Noah. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
It was fun being with this tiger, I must say. It's so fun.
Beautiful.
It was very beautiful. There was also one small thing. In the end, I saw many birds there in the forest. And they're very beautiful and colorful. And suddenly this pigeon came, which is also something from Noah. And she wasn't beautiful. She's not beautiful. Pigeons are not so beautiful. But she was. It was like, okay, everything is nice. I don't know if beautiful is the right word, but everything is aesthetic. Is right. That's the word. Okay.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I'll speak up, Amy.
Hello. Okay.
You want to go ahead? It's okay.
No, go, Amy. You go now. You go first.
Are you sure? Everybody's so polite here. Then Glenn goes next.
Okay.
Hi, I'm
Amy.
I missed you in Maryland. Next year in Jerusalem and next year in Maryland. I felt in the forest. I saw a lot, but I felt an enormous, all over, very smooth, solid, which is not a contradiction, peaceful quietness. It just was, everything was just peaceful. And it was heavy, but in a good heavy, not a heavy, heavy. It was solid, but in a smooth solidness. It just was a very good thing. That's what I saw.
Thank you.
A summary of what I saw.
Thank you.
Glenn, you're next. Sorry.
Thank you, Amy. Yes, hello. So, Linda, have you come across the Pando forests in Utah?
No.
So it's interesting you showed us that picture of the tree because this came up about 2 weeks ago. The pastor from my sister's church gave a sermon about the Pando Forest in Utah. And it's a forest of, I think, 47,000 aspen trees.
Wow.
And there's only one root.
Wow.
All these trees, they don't have separate roots. And I just found it very interesting that you brought this tree in, and I've just been so fixated with this idea of a massive forest of trees that only has one root. Yeah. So when you showed me that picture, I went, oh my goodness.
And
so the Pando Forest in Utah, it's something like 106. I don't know how big the forest is, but the scientists have been exploring that recently because you know, it's a scientific phenomenon, really, to have so many trees, 47,000 trees, but only one root. But my beautiful journey, thank you for that, was so rich. It was so full of color. I mean, my golden carpet, and I think these aspen trees were the things that were very much part of that forest for me, and the grasses, so many different types of grasses, the animals, my parents with me, everything was so rich. But when I got to the question, who am I? I put blank, blank, blank. I couldn't answer the question. I don't know what I was to say. And I thought I could say something, you know, like I am me, or I am love, or I am beautiful. But they didn't come from my well of being. They weren't words that came from me. So I found, I don't know if other people had lots of notes. I could write a lot of things about what the time of COVID is doing for me, you know, providing so much time for reflection or connection, re-engineering of life, re-planning, you know, redoing my life in many ways. But I couldn't answer that question. And I thought, wonder why I don't have an answer for that. Maybe it'll come. So that was me.
Thank you. And maybe it's something you can put out for your dreams and find out what comes to you, you know, that you wake up with.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you.
Glenn, thank you.
I can say something here.
Wait, can you say who you are, please?
Yes. Who am I? This is the first question, Talia Shafir.
Hi, Talia.
Hi. I'm very aware that the question of what was the gift that COVID brought forth is maybe very different from someone who had COVID and those who did not. And so being in the first group, along with Eleanor and others, I said that COVID actually gave me the gift of knowing my resilience and my ability for self-preservation and deciding of boundaries, who comes in and who stays out, and not just physically, but also psychologically, emotionally, you know, where I reached out for help and where I decided I didn't need what I got back. And realizing, of course, that it wasn't just about that. I got that I'm a healer and seeker of ancient knowledge. This is not new. None of this is new. This is just, you know, it needs to be brought forth. I come from a land long forgotten, which long forgotten is a very, you know, very fluid term. It could be, you know, I'm what, second generation American, third generation American on some sides. And I look back and my relatives came from cities in Eastern Europe that I have no idea what that was like, you know, and where is that in me? But it also had a very, very ancient, you know, connection to nature, connection to the planet. And when we actually were part of that and we helped the planet helped us, there was a balance there. I when you said, you know, why am I here? It's to lead people to their authentic self. To realize that our potential is much greater than we even think our potential is. So that was what I got out of it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And where are you now, physically?
I seem to be in New York City.
Ah. Great. Welcome, New York.
May I add something to that?
Okay. And please say, Nancy, who you are.
Nancy? Yeah, Talia, when you were speaking, I had the thought that COVID has given us an excuse to choose who to be with in a lot of ways. That's a huge thing.
Yeah, thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice, thank you.
By the way, I should just say, that I gave an entire workshop yesterday about navigating collective trauma. And I used my COVID experience for people to jump off and do some past life work around it. So let's be in the field.
Beautiful, thank you. And it's lovely, just waiting in the stillness, just appreciating being here until someone would like to share.
Hi, it's Charlotte. I think I can speak. So I'm in England. What really resonated with me was that when you started asking the questions, these are the questions I've been asking all my life. I've sat, when I was a child, I used to sit in front of this big mirror and I used to sit there for hours and ask these questions and wait for the answers to come back to me, but they never did. But what's interesting is, like, when I was at school, I used to have all the answers. I wasn't good at schooling, but if people had a question, I would always get the answer, and they would say, how do you know this stuff? And I would say, I read a lot, which I do, but that wasn't the reason. That wasn't the reason. And then when I got older, people were telling me that it was the case that I was being channeled. So I was channeling messages from other people or other beings, other things, other spirits, other dimensional worlds. I was a person bringing this information to educate people. So who am I? I'm an unearthly soul, I would say. Where am I from? I'm from another dimension. What am I doing here? Well, I think the answer is providing guidance to others. Even though it's not from me, I feel that I'm a channel, a vessel, a funnel, whatever anybody wants to say, from the other world, from the beings who have the answers. So us on Earth, or people on Earth who are earthly beings, don't have all the answers. So I'm thinking my gift is to release the potential to help others. So the time has given me the knowledge and the courage to actually understand that that's why I am here. So me as a child sitting in front of that mirror, you've given me the answers, Linda. So thank you so much. Today I have the answers of why I'm here.
And the trees are like, you know, it said that the tree is like an antenna to the knowledge, the knowing of the universe that connects us into our beings here. We're our earthly beings at this point in the physical body. And that being with the tree in this way can open those, that it's like an antenna. I see it as the way of staying on the earth, connecting with that knowing, all knowing that is in the quantum field. Thoughts that have ever been thought are in that quantum field. And being with a tree is one way to do that. I shared this years ago with Chris Griscom's children, Najoni School in Santa Fe. She had children from around the planet who came to be with her. And one week, I took these children out into the wilderness to a place that had 18 wolf dogs. They were like three quarters or more wolf in them. And it was the work of the children from the Najoni School to connect with them. And one of the things I did was this flowering tree ceremony. And one of the answers that came back were so interesting. One of the counselors, who was maybe 16, took a long time to come back, because I'd given them like 30 minutes to be out in the forest with the trees. And he took longer. And when he came back, he said that he had connected with his father, who had died of a heart attack a few years before. And his father said that anytime he wanted to be with him, just come and sit with his back to the tree and he would be there. And that was just such an incredibly rich experience. And another child that was a 9-year-old, the youngest that we had here, said that I'm a little boy, actually. It was interesting. He said, I'm just an earth potato and I don't have to do this stuff. And it was so sweet. And the answers that we've gotten over the years from children, one of them said that, the tree told me that I slid to earth on a rainbow and that I come from the rainbow. And then you get others that what Rupert Sheldrake dared to share, and which is the same thing that I got, is that, you know, I come from the stars. And that some of us don't remember that, you know, that we came to this right now on the planet. There's a really interesting organized two women out of Hungary that in 2008 started channeling from the 13 star nations and bringing this information to Earth to remember who we are, that, you know, that we come from the stars. It's really interesting. So, and if anybody is interested in that, you can look at it's www.stellarnations.com. It may remind some of you of what you already know, but maybe have not yet remembered.
Linda, Linda Claire. Oh, good. You unmuted yourself. Good.
Thank you.
Speaking of coming from the stars,
can you speak up a little more? Come closer, because we can barely hear you.
I too came from the stars in ancient times. I don't know how to make it stronger.
Any ideas, Sandy or Eleanor?
No idea.
Can you hear her?
Are you on a laptop or a computer?
Desktop.
Desktop. Where is your microphone?
I have no clue.
Can you turn up your sound?
Yeah. And maybe get really close to your screen.
As close as I can go.
Oh, that's better.
That's better.
Many years ago, a training, I forget whether it was Brad Steiger or somebody, but I know that I came from the stars, like Linda. It was like ancient times, and I choked when I got the memory. It's like I came as a drop of moisture, and I landed on the cheek of this huge animal. And all he had to do to destroy me was to lick me. But instead, he blessed me and thanked me and allowed me to climb down him. And then I grew from there.
So did I understand you correctly that there was this large animal by the tree and you climbed on the animal? Is that?
I came down from the stars.
Ah, oh, on this.
I was just a drop of moisture. This huge animal, and it allowed me to just drip down it. He could have just licked me and I would have been gone, but he thanked me and allowed me to come down, and then I became a creature. And that was my special connection with animals. Started with that.
Thank you, Linda. And this is a safe place to share some things that, if you've never shared this stuff before, it's like, whoa, it's helpful to hear that we're not, you know, that is some reality for some of us. It's just a memory.
Linda, sorry.
Oh.
I just wanted to say to Linda, just quickly.
Wait, who is this?
This is Charlotte, sorry.
Charlotte.
My dog just came into my room, and I think we've obviously brought the energies in because he suddenly looked up. He's never done this before now, mind. He looked up to the ceiling, stared for a few seconds, and now he's just walked out. So I think there's there's energies in the room now. But I've never seen his face the way it was. It was like, what's that? And then he just walked away. So it was just a lovely moment. So I just wanted to share.
Well, he may be seeing the angels surrounding you.
Yes, I'm thinking orbs, because my last dog passed away and his energies are here. So
could easily be. Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you.
So I think it was Christine who was looking to talk.
Yes, it was. I had a hard time finding the raise hand and I didn't want to unmute without doing that. But anyway, so yes, I've felt for many years that I've been on the earth many times, for many lifetimes. And I joke about a dear friend of mine that we're on the same wavelength, so to speak, and she would feel very comfortable here with all of us. And I say, yeah, we were in our probably different solar systems. I'm inclined to think I was with the Pleiades. I don't know. It's just an idea. But I say, yeah, we called out to each other across the galaxies and said, hey, Earth needs some helpers. You want to go down? Shall we volunteer to go down and be there at the time when the Earth is going to be needing a lot of beings like us to help? And so that's sort of where I feel that I came from. But, you know, I haven't had any, it was just a strong urge that I've had for many years. I also, it would joke about this, but as a like-minded friend of mine says, well, I'm not joking. I always feel that I was a mermaid at some point, a mermaid. So then I don't know, but I'm here. I've been doing healing work for many years, but I've never hung a shingle. People just would come to me and it would be a sort of donation, and sometimes I'd get paid a lot or sometimes I'd get a plate of cookies. But I always had other different careers for making the money I needed to live on. Now I'm retired and I probably could stand to have some income from healing work, but I want to focus really more on the animals. I've done both animals and humans, but I think in these coming days, just holding the space, raising the frequencies, getting more clear, more light filled myself to be of greater assistance. Also, the COVID time, usually in Austin, I just moved to Canyon Lake in May and I'm still trying to get stuff figured, you know, stuff find its rightful place or get rid of it or whatever. So it's given me a chance to stay home and do that and meditate more and more. And also in Austin, we had so much fun with music and music parties that now, you know, well, it's sort of coming back, but my usual social schedule, and I also do a lot of things with family. My family is all in the area. So it's made me stay home more because all the usual social music events weren't happening. So that's good. Stay home more to get more organized. So be more together and to pray and meditate more. Well, that's pretty much it.
Beautiful, Christine. Thank you. And you said, you made a statement about something about your desire to, you know, be with people, help people, and you said something like, I don't know, but actually you do know, don't you?
Oh yeah, well, I think I said I've focused more on helping people in the past. Now that wouldn't stop, but I really want to focus more on animals now. But you know, they both, how can you separate one from the other, you know? But I just know I'm here. I've been doing healing work for a long time and I probably need to be doing more of that and be more available for that. And also when you do planetary meditations, I'm involved in some of those, and you feel like you're connecting with persons around the planet who are knowing the need for this same thing. I mean, it's what you're doing too, but so just, you know, helping the whole situation by being really contemplative and sending the light out and just being available and being vigilant, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That. And as you said, having time to do it. And you're in a good place in Austin if you want to help animals and you can help their people through having a different attitude to the animals, because one of our big centers in the U.S. for the Tellington T-Touch for companion animals is right there in Austin.
And, oh,
who since is that? The actually, 80s. Marnie Reeder has been the organizer of it, and we have quite a few practitioners right close to you there.
Oh, great. So, actually, I moved from Austin after having been there for 14 years. And so now I'm in Canyon Lake, which is a very small community.
Right. Close.
But, yeah, I'm still connected to Austin. And right. You sent me her information some time ago. I'll need to relook that up. And
yeah, you can just go online on our ttouch.com and you'll see those connections. So I want to share something with you that you talked about, and maybe it will jolt some of your memories again. And this is something that I got in 1985 when I was in the middle of Australia at one of my trips to Uluru, to the center of Australia. And when I came down, I led a group there, and there were a group of us staying down on the desert floor, connecting with us on the top of the rock. And it was the night of Buddha's birthday, the full moon eclipse, and the most star showers. Oh, it was amazing. And when I came down, I got that I was supposed to get on the plane in the next month and fly to Lake Baikal way out in Russia. And, you know, in those days, I could just do that. And I was to go take a friend of mine, Gigi Coyle. And so we're out there and what am I supposed to be doing there? And what I got was releasing information that had been buried there in the earth from the Pleiadian time. And I had gotten that in a right journal that I had done out in the middle of the outback some years before. That information from the Pleiades was buried on the planet from 25,000 years ago, and it was time to release it. And this is what I got. I won't do the whole thing because it's quite long, but I suddenly knew that lightning would strike when the hearts of we two would touch and awaken what we already knew, that we both come from star seeds. We've traveled afar. Our journeys were destined on some distant star to bring us together here on this earth, to awaken the memory of our similar birth, not just our birth, but others too. When our energies mingle, many others here now will suddenly awaken, rub their eyes, stretch and bow to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. They'll realize their connections, look up to the sky, and no longer wonder just why they cry with aloneness, frustration, always wondering why their instructions were lost, their mission unclear. Many will awaken with a voice in their ear that will guide them clearly, so they'll know what to do. They'll feel their vibrations are stepped up too. Their cells start to spin, just like Sandy was talking about before, just like mine and the Ritters. In the beginning, they might feel the chitters as the Earth star bodies step up the rhythm and prepare them for instructions their voices will give them. Awaken all beings who came here to Earth. Your mission has started. You come here to birth an awakening, arising. As thousands look skyward, it will be so surprising how the sunrise and sunset will take on a new glow. How all over the planet, so many will know who they are, what they came for. The message will spread thank God we're awakening. We're not really dead. Let's get together. There's work to be done. Let's start the bells ringing. Let's really have fun. We'll begin with celebration. We'll dance and we'll sing. To honor our birthing, we'll form a large ring, and Mother Earth and the kingdoms can join us and sing, just like we just joined. Oh hey, ho, ho, oh hey, hi. Look up there, look up all, look up to the sky. Hey, 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 hey. Look out there, homeward. We come from the sky. As the beings of light begin to assemble in small groups all over the planet, a shifting takes place. A shifting that soon affects the whole human race. The faces get brighter, they light up with joy, and knowingness glows in each girl and boy. Each man and each woman feel their steps lighten, their hearts feel warmer, and each day will brighten, and happiness, forgiveness, thanksgiving too will fill all the beings who already knew this universal secret that I am you. And it's this connection of oneness, I believe this is one of the gifts of the COVID-19, is to remember these connections, that I am you, our oneness on this planet. And when we dare to share and ask these questions, as Charlotte said, she's been asking her whole life, and we listen to the connection of this antenna, this tree, connection to the earth, because we're earth beings here. That's my realization and promise, to be really into the earth and to feel the pain that so many are feeling, and to recognize the joy that we can feel when we remember our connection and this gift that we have of being here on the earth. And remember, this can be heaven on earth when we just remember to go inside and celebrate, recognize the fact that we are one with the whole universe. So with that, I'm going to close the third hour, just take a short break and then come back, and let's see what else it is with, that we want to share. I really want us to leave this today, this fourth session, just remembering, wait a minute, I can connect to those amazing creative energies of the universe just with this key to unlock that connection to that cellular wisdom. That's the decoding part. And I would really appreciate just hearing some of the others that haven't dared yet to share, because, man, it's, if Rupert Sheldrake hadn't dared sitting up there on the stage with more than 100 people to share some of the things he did, I would not have had the courage. And it's when we speak it that, yeah, something else happens. And just, I would so appreciate on this hour, just to hear how some of you have been using this simple 1 1/4 circle, whether it's with a earache or a jaw or a knee or whatever part. Sometimes it's only for minutes. So it's 23 after. Let's just come back at